Stories. Music. Life. BBC WM 95.6. Radio for the West Midlands.
It's 12 o'clock and I'm Caroline Martin, and it's with a heavy heart that I have some sad news to share with you. Our colleague, friend and BBC WM presenter Ed Doolan has died. He was 76. He passed away in his sleep this morning, and his wife Christine was with him. Now, Ed was a legendary broadcaster in the Midlands, and I've got to know him over the years. We know that he has battled with dementia, and today we are going to share our memories of him together. Now, it's going to be a tough one to get through, but we'll hear some of his best bits and from some of those who knew him best. But first, here's the 12 o'clock news with Louise Hancock.
As you've just heard, BBC WM presenter Ed Doolan has died at the age of 76 in a career spanning more than 40 years. Ed became one of the best-known voices in the Midlands. An award-winning journalist, he joined BBC WM in 1982, where his consumer programme gave a voice to thousands of listeners. He was diagnosed with dementia in 2012, but continued to present a weekly show. He broke the news about his illness with typical honesty on air.
I've got dementia. Now, I've spent my entire life communicating, and suddenly I find out I can't communicate. I find I can't communicate at all, really. At times, there are times when I just go blank.
Ed passed away in his sleep at home this morning. His wife Christine was with him. Paul Vaughan, Ed's agent since 1978, has said, "We have lost a great champion and a truly skilled and popular broadcaster and newspaper columnist." His words have been echoed by the former Home Secretary and Redditch MP, Jackie Smith.
"Remember people coming to my constituency surgery in Redditch, and perhaps I hadn't been able to do as much for them as I wanted to. And sometimes they'd say to me, Right, okay, that's it. I'm going to go to the media now to see if they can help me." And most of the time I thought, well, you know, you'll be lucky because I don't think you're going to get very far with that. Unless they said to me, "I'm going to phone Ed Doolan's programme." And then I thought to myself, well, if anybody can sort out this problem with some authority somewhere not doing what they should do or not providing the services they should, then Ed Doolan's the person that can do it.
And we'll have special programmes on BBC WM throughout the day. Another news, a jury at Wolverhampton Crown. And a reminder of our top story this lunchtime, the very sad news that the veteran BBC WM broadcaster Ed Doolan has passed away. He was 76 and had dementia. In a career spanning more than 40 years, he was a consumer champion, held some of the country's biggest politicians to account, and interviewed some of the most well-known names in show business. More with Caroline next. It's 4 minutes past 12.
So it is going to be a hard show to do for the next couple of hours, but we need to remember Ed, all the good that he did for so very many people here in the Midlands and, of course, the Black Country. Myself, my first encounter with Ed was probably the same as yours. It was as a listener. I was newish to the city and I was presenting the breakfast show with Elliot Webb on BRMB. And after the show, I remember I'd drive home. First thing I did when I got in the car was put Ed on. And I remember thinking at the time, I have never heard anything like this. This man is an absolute natural. Now, he took no prisoners. He was as sharp as a button and he was passionate about what he was doing and getting the best for all of you. Now, he was your champion and it wasn't a title that he took lightly. Whatever the situation or problem that you were facing, he was there with you until it was resolved. And I remember the time that he was talking to a caller. Now, I think if memory serves, she was called Dot. Now, she'd got problems with her aerial. She was a bit vague as to what the issue was, but he stuck with it and he managed to get to the root of the problem. Now, luckily, he thought he knew of just the person to help her. His only question was, did she have a pen to take the number down? Now, at this point in the conversation, I think I just got onto the M6. Now, Dot, she couldn't find a pen, but Ed persisted, so we went on a grand tour of Dot's house to locate said pen. Now, Dot found a pen. By then, I was on the M42, but what do you know, the pen didn't work. I was at Dunton Island by the time that Dot finally settled on a pencil, wrote the number down, and hopefully she was sorted. The conversation continued with Dot asking when was best to call and Ed assuring her that now was good. Now, my point with this is that he cared. That was Ed. Anyone else would probably have cut Dot off after a few minutes and told her to talk to the producer off air, but not Ed. He was there with her and he was going to make sure that Dot got her aerial fixed, had a picture on her TV and was up and running that night. And every day when I got into work at BRMB, we'd be discussing what Ed had been talking about the day before because he mattered. What he did mattered. You mattered to Ed and he got us all talking. Now, when I first came to BBC WM and I encountered Ed, I'm not going to lie, I was a bit nervous. Here he was, a man that I admired, and he wasn't going to have any time for someone like me. But how wrong I was. He couldn't have been more supportive. He was kind, he gave advice, and in the event, he turned out to be a great supporter of me. And as he told me, he used to be at home listening to me. Now, as time went by, we realised that all was not well with Ed, and he and his wife Chrissy chose to come on this show to talk about his battle with dementia. So let me take you back now to January 2015.
What I wanted to do, and use your programme to do it, is to really apologise to those of you who have been with us for the last two or three Christmas shows. Now, why should I want to stand up in the middle of January and talk about a Christmas show? Well, I think I cheated you. I think I don't know. Did I cheat? Did I lie? But I did want to apologise because there was a reason that I wasn't there. And that reason is that I've got dementia. Now, I've spent my entire life communicating, and suddenly I find out I can't communicate. I find I can't communicate at all, really. At times, there are times when I just go blank. And I've been thinking about it for some months or a couple of years now, and I'm going to have to do, if I'm going to be of any use to anybody, I'm going to need to put it, gone blank. Right, where was I, Chris?
You were saying if you're going to be of use to anybody. I think what you're maybe sort of thinking is that it's something that has happened, and it's something that some use can be made, maybe, of being a bit more open about what's happening to you and to us, in case that's going to be of help.
And that was Ed with his wife Chrissy talking about his battle with dementia and even talking about something so difficult. And I'm not going to lie, as you heard there, he struggled a bit at times. Ed kept his humour and he kept Chrissy and I on our toes. And the support that you gave him after that interview meant so much to the both of them. I know he enjoyed another show that we did together where you recounted all of your memories of him and all the battles that he fought for you, as well as a few of you locking horns with him. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't all kind of calm, was it? Some did lock horns with Ed. But today is a sad day, and our hearts and our thoughts and our love are with Chris and his family. But let's remember this is Ed Doolan that we're talking about. And if we're honest, he would not want us to do a 2-hour show in tears. Although I'm sorry, Ed, I'm letting you down at the minute because they're about to come. In fact, I'm going to go one step further. I know that he would shout at me if if I did do 2 hours worth of a show in tears, and he'd ask me what on earth I thought that I was doing. So there is never going to be another Ed Doolan. Not at all. There won't be another Ed Doolan. He was one in a million. So today, let's remember him and all that he was and all that he did for you.
There once was a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boy, you'll come a-waltzing Matilda.
It's BBC WM 95.6, Lunch with Caroline Martin, and we brought you the news with a heavy heart at midday that our friend and our colleague and BBC WM presenter Ed Doolan has passed away. He was 76 and he passed away in his sleep this morning. His wife, Chrissy, was with him. She was by his side. Many of you making your feelings clear on the text this afternoon, feel free, because let's share the memories that we have of Ed Doolan. You can give me a call if you want to talk. If you don't and you just want to send a message in, that's perfectly fine. It's 81333. Start your text with WM on the text. And if you'd like to call, 03453 009956. That's 03453 009956. Had a text in here that says, hi, Caroline, such sad news about Ed. He was the voice of the Midlands. He made my work days that much easier. He was like my friend on the radio. Good day, Ed, from Andy in Bloxwich. Kevin Telford says, my first memory of Ed Doolan was listening to him whilst doing guard duty at RAF Cosford in the early and late 80s. He certainly made the two-hour shifts pass very quickly. He has one of those voices that you could listen to all day. You felt as if you knew him, even if you didn't. Rest in peace, Ed. Such a true gent. So another legend, we've got Les Ross in the studio with me this afternoon as well. Remarkable man then, Les.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that sums it up really, yeah, yeah. I was just thinking, actually, I was trying not to, on the way here, I was trying not to rehearse everything. It's just struck me that the first time I had a long conversation with Ed, apart from just a couple of brief words on the phone, the first time I heard from him was in 19... It was probably late 73, actually, but or early 74, just before the then BRMB went on the air. And, of course, he was on the new commercial station in Birmingham then, the first one. I got a phone call at what was then BBC Radio Birmingham, because I was doing the breakfast show here, as it were, or there, at Pebble Mill. And a voice said... G'day. I said, yes. And he said, I'm Ed Doolan. Now, I did know, I'd heard his name, that he was coming, that he was invading. And he said, from the new station. I said, oh, hello. I kind of went a bit wobbly, really, thinking, because they were the enemy. Right. They were arriving from another planet. Well, Ed came from the other side of this one, didn't he? And he just said... would you like to come down when the station's on air? So it was only probably a couple of weeks before February the 19th went on the air. So it's coming up to its anniversary, I suppose. And I said, what? He said, love to talk to you. He said, getting to know fellow broadcasters in Birmingham, which I thought was astonishing.
Yeah.
And I went and checked with the BBC management then, the WM management, and said, can I go on the... And at first they thought, you can't go on the opposition. And then we thought, well, there's something in it for us. We'll give the BBC a plug on. Remember, we're here. And of course, Ed's idea, I mean, a very smart broadcasting move, but also he just decided the only way to get to know the place was to kind of talk to people who already broadcast the place, which I thought was astounding. You know, it was an amazing thing, really. I'm not sure that kind of thing had ever happened before. So then, of course, that was the first long conversation I had with Ed, was on air on the new commercial radio station.
Let us chat to Dot, who's in Bourneville. Hello, Dot.
Hello, Caroline. I'm controlling myself now. I've gathered myself. But first of all, I just broke down. And I just couldn't speak at first, so you phoned me back.
Mm.
So I've collected myself now. Now, first of all, I'd like to say love and to Chrissy, and she's in my heart and my prayers. And I remember Ed from years and years ago when he used to do when you had a new baby in the family and you rang up and it's a Welcome to the World program. And then when they took the first steps, it used to be the First Steps programme. And I rang Ed up when my grandchildren were born and they took their first steps. And now they're parents themselves. And he used to do a programme where you could ring him up and ask him for a number for plumbers, decorators.
Yeah.
And that. And I kept the number of Mike Watson. And I still have Mike now to do my decorating. He came last year and did my decorating again.
And tribute to Ed Doolan, who broadcast for the West Midlands for more than 40 years.
Every day when I got into work, we'd be discussing what Ed had been talking about the day before because he mattered. What he did mattered. And he got us all talking.
With the BBC News Now, Jim Lee. Ed Doolan was a voice on the radio in the West Midlands for more than 40 years. He's died in his sleep at the age of 76. He'd been diagnosed with vascular dementia. Ed Doolan was born in Sydney, Australia, and began his broadcasting career in Germany in 1970. In 1974, he joined commercial station BRMB in Birmingham, and then BBC WM 8 years later. His agent and manager, Paul Vaughan, said, "We've lost a great champion of the people, and a truly skilled and popular broadcaster and newspaper columnist." Ed Doolan was the first BBC local radio presenter to be inducted into the Radio Academy's Hall of Fame. He was appointed MBE for services to broadcasting and charity. Impossible to summarise all of those broadcasts over so many years in just a few minutes, but we're going to try to give you a sense of Ed Doolan's range. In a moment, his on-air exchange with a prisoner who was on the run in the West Midlands. First, a conversation with a guest in 1995.
I watched last night, and we knew you were coming. Then two little girls came tearing up the stairs and saying, "She's here, she's here, she's here." And I thought they were going to hyperventilate. And then you walked into the room, and the room went electric. Now, that's from where we're standing. What's it look like from where you're standing? Because you know you have that impact on a room.
I can tell you exactly what it's like. When you feel it as you go in, you think, "Oh my goodness, they're expecting so much from me tonight. Can I live up to this reception?" And then suddenly the adrenaline begins to flow. And as you noticed, I don't like really speaking from a script because I think it dies, it's artificial. So I know what I want to say and then it comes out in the words. And I just believe that never take your eyes off people's eyes. You can hold them with your eyes, with your expression, with your voice. But once you look down at your script, you just can't hold them. But it's always, it's really very nerve-wracking.
Really? Do you get nervous?
Every single time.
Really? Mm.
Because every single
you time. You have addressed parliaments all over the world, the United Nations, the great and the good. I shouldn't think a hall in Birmingham would make you overly jittery.
You will not do your best unless you get nervous, because it just gives you that little edge, that little urgency.
I'm trying to look for a shop anywhere where I can get old typing ribbon for them.
Okay. There's an outfit in the Dudley area.
Yeah.
Called Brierley Printers.
Yeah.
But phone them up on 01384.
Hang on, let me write that down. 01384.
482.
01384.
Yeah.
Yeah.
482-109.
Can I read that back to you? Because I'm terrible at missing out numbers. 01384-8109. Have I missed the four out?
You missed a hell of a lot out. Start again.
Go on then.
Do you trust me, boy?
No, I don't trust anyone.
Well, will you trust me?
You like the filth, you.
Well, yeah, but we're talking, Stephen, and I'm trying not... I'm doing my best to try and help you. Now, will you believe that? I don't want to see you hurt, mate. I don't want to see you knocked around. I don't want to see you hurt. Steve, will you go to a police station? Or is there any way we can get you safely to a police station? Can Alan drive you? Do you want me to drive you?
No, I'll be back tomorrow. Tonight.
You're going to go back to the prison?
Yeah.
Not to a police station?
No.
Where's the prison at, Steve?
Stafford.
What, you get Alan to drive you, will you, or what?
No, I'll get somebody else now because they're watching Alan. And they'd want nothing more than to get me when I was going there for their own satisfaction.
Do you want me to drive you?
I could get my own transport there.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because no one will touch you if I'm there, boy.
Oh, I've got to go. Well, if you want to tip me, how do I sort that one out?
You phone me after the show.
Ed Doolan, who's died at the age of 76.
With me now is Ed Doolan's longtime friend and fellow broadcaster, Les Ross. I'm really sorry about the passing of your friend. What are your thoughts today?
It's sad, isn't it? Probably we knew it would happen sometime, but it's still a shock when it happens.
When did you last see him, Les?
Last week. Thursday, Friday. Yeah, Friday, I think, yes.
And how was he then?
Not great. Not great. He was up and down over this last few months, but it wasn't... Your viewers know, you know, what dementia is like. You know, they've got friends, relatives or whatever. It wasn't Ed. You know, it's so, so frustrating, isn't it? You know, it wasn't Ed, but... one of the great tributes I can pay to Ed is that he shared this dementia with his listeners and with viewers on Inside Out, for instance. And I think that was one of the great broadcasting services he did.
Yeah, he was very open, wasn't he? I mean,
yeah.
What do you think made him such a good broadcaster? What is it that the fans loved? And he was so successful.
Old cliches. He was definitely a one-off, you know, charismatic. I always remember when the city of Birmingham was marking its centenary in the 80s. A local firm organised the 100 Famous Brummies. I got I scraped in at number 99, and I was in Birmingham Council House with Michael Burke and said, oh, I'm a bit of a fake, I'm not a Brummie, I was born in Solihull. Lenny Henry, born in Dudley, and Ed Doolan, born in Coogee Bay, Sydney. But I tell you what, there was nobody more Brummie than Ed Doolan.
Oh, Les, thanks for joining us, and great memories there. Thank you.